T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Now this, Tommy, with the Bee Gees, I can get with. They're hit and miss most of the time. This is a hit. You saw me. I was over doing a little head bobbing situation over here. It's Bee Gees week on the Drive. Bob had to head out to a League 42 contest. Jeffrey is out at 5A baseball. So I am Matt Browning. I used to produce the morning show back in the day. They call me the commissioner, I guess. Should I call myself that? Third person reference, I guess. So I'm going to take you home here. We're now talking to Paul Sullendrop, the Wichita State beat writer for the Wichita Eagle. Paul, how's it going?
Commissioner, it's good to hear you back on the Wichita Airways. I feel like I've got the A team back.
Yeah, we're going old school today, Paul, is what we're doing. Yeah. Basically, what happens was is Jason Duda couldn't do it, Jamin couldn't do it, so they called me. But that's fine. I'll bat third in that order. That's not a problem for me at all.
Closer.
You are out Springfield for the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. I guess so far it's probably fair to say the draw with Illinois State being Missouri State is probably too good to be true for Wichita State, no?
That was perfect. You know, the Shockers swept Illinois State during the season. That was their only Valley sweep. So they've got a good chance, you would think, to win tonight. Certainly they're not in a position where you can, you know, get too confident or take anything for granted. And you win tonight, you're in a pretty strong position. Now, again, that strong position is against Missouri State, who I would, you know, they're still the favorite. They're still the best team in the Valley by, I guess, them and Dallas Baptist, but they're the best team in the Valley. They're playing at home, so it's, you know, will not be easy for the winner of tonight's game. But, you know, if you're Wichita State, you win tonight, you're, you know, you've put yourself in a pretty good position.
Bob and I were talking earlier about the Shockers' chances, how good or bad they are. It's kind of, it all varies in a tournament format like this, but we talked about the depth of the pitching staff Wichita State has. It might not be elite, but there's depth to it. And we seem to think that that might give them more of a favorable chance than maybe in some years. Is that a fair statement on our part?
Boy, you know, I think that depends. You know, they're going to be throwing Cody Hoyer tonight. He was really good in his last outing. I'll have Robbie Evans tomorrow. He was, you know, really good or pretty good for 5 innings in his last outing. If they can duplicate that, then, you know, that may set them up all right. I don't know that I would describe their pitching as deep. I think they've got a chance. They're, you know, Hoyer and Robbie Evans are going to have to pitch, you know, to their, I would say, pretty close to their maximum abilities to get them through these next 2 games. And if you do that and you get a lot of help from the offense, then maybe you're in decent shape for Saturday.
We're speaking with Paul Sullendrop, who is the Wichita State beat writer for Wichita Eagle and Kansas.com. Of course, the news this week with Todd Butler being announced that he will be back next year as head baseball coach. And that comes with, I know the show did a Twitter poll, and the reaction from fans wasn't good, frankly. It was very much in favor that Todd Butler needs to go, more or less. And what are your thoughts on how the whole dynamic stands up with the program moving to the AAC next year? Is it certainly a make-or-break year in your mind for Todd Butler?
Well, I think the contract is, you know, is obviously hanging over this whole thing. They would, you know, if they wanted to get rid of him after this season, you know, that's almost $1 million you're talking about. It would drop a little bit. It would drop to around $600,000 after next year, which is still quite a chunk of change for that athletic department, especially where, you know, it'd be probably a lot for any baseball, any athletic department to devote to baseball outside of Alabama, I guess, which is just doing that this week. So that's a lot of money. And, you know, if being that's the case, being that it is that amount of money, I think Darren Boatwright, you know, is doing the right thing, or maybe doing the only thing he can. He's trying to make the best of it. He's
right.
Thrown his support behind Todd Butler. You know, there are people who would say 5 years is a fair shot for a coach. That's maybe a little old school thinking now. So you got to hope that, you know, next year they'll have most of the position players back. The pitching staff takes a little bit of a hit, and you got to hope that he can, you know, bump it up to, I don't know what would be, you know, acceptable, but, you know, get up to 35 wins or 38 wins. And won't be easy, certainly, going to a different conference, but, you know, that's kind of where they are, so they're trying to make the best of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, the conference is better, and Wichita State always schedules well in the non-conference, so it's kind of a dicey situation there. I want to switch to basketball for a minute. Marcus McDuffie and Shaq Morris both declared for the draft, went through the process, withdrew from the draft. How serious was this, or was this kind of a casual flirtation for those two guys?
Well, I guess I would say it's maybe kind of in the middle. I don't think that either of them went into it, you know, expecting to end up in the first round. Maybe Marcus seems to be a little more serious about the whole process than Shaq, and I haven't talked to Shaq. I did talk to Marcus, and I think Marcus is approaching it exactly the way you should. It's kind of an internship, a job interview. And I think there's misconception, you know, among some people that when these guys, you know, take the step, that they think they're going to be one of the 60-odd people that are getting drafted, and that's not necessarily the case. It's, you know, it's just good experience for them to get out there, to have some workouts, to be in front of these people, whether it's NBA people or whether it helps them down the road, maybe if they want to go play overseas. And, you know, there's no risk. You know, I think it's a smart move, and I would think it's something that Wichita State's going to get more and more of.
Right, yeah.
As they start to recruit more people of Marcus's caliber.
Talking with Paul Sloan-Tropp of the Wichita Eagle. We had a discussion earlier, Paul, about the NBA and the just really how tough of a spot it is right now for Adam Silver, and that we have two teams that were destined from November to be in the NBA Finals. And I know you're an NBA guy. What are your thoughts on that? Is the NBA in a good place right now, or is this dominant force by the Warriors and the Cavs not good for the league?
I think overall it's probably good. I think you have two teams that I would think a lot of people will want to watch. You know, Golden State has such great personalities. People seem to love Steph Curry. Draymond Green is kind of either loved or hated. You got to watch him. Kevin Durant is enormously popular. I think they will be very popular. And the Cavaliers, you know, LeBron is, again, one of those kind of polarizing guys. So I understand it's kind of painful to get through some of these playoff series where there's not much drama, and injuries played a role in that. But I think overall, you know, people look back on the Lakers-Celtics in the 80s as kind of a golden age, and maybe they weren't as much of a slam dunk as the Warriors and the Cavs are, but, you know, looking back, it kind of seems like that. So, as an NBA fan, I wish we had more competitive playoff series leading up to this, but I think Cavaliers and Warriors will be pretty entertaining.
That's kind of the icing on the cake there is getting the Cavs and the Warriors. I don't know about you. I've not watched much of the playoffs. It's hard to watch, you know, 25-point drubbings seems nightly or so to speak. I don't know how much of you've watched on that at all, but it's when Kawhi Leonard went out, then that basically sealed the deal for me in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was disappointing because I think we all wanted to see what the Spurs could have done against the Warriors. Everybody thinks
it's probably 2-2 right now. Yeah.
Yeah, Popovich is such a great coach, and they were up big when Kawhi went down, and that certainly doesn't speak well of the rest of the team that they coughed up a 25-point lead.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that series had the potential to be much more entertaining than it was. And I don't know if the Celtics were going to push the Cavaliers much with Isaiah Thomas, but he's so fun to watch. You know, that was a shame also.
Last question for you. I saw your Facebook post today about how this is, I guess, your last event you'll cover in the Missouri Valley. I know you've made a lot of connections, had a lot of friends there. Is this a bittersweet thing for you that they're moving on to the AAC, the Shockers are moving on to the AAC, or how do you view it as a writer who's been in this conference for a while now?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, bittersweet, maybe too strong. I mean, from a WSU perspective and from a fan perspective, I totally get it. I think it's a great move, and, you know, it was a no-brainer.
Yes.
Just from a personal perspective, me doing it for 10 years, there's, you know, you just make a lot of friends and meet a lot of people, and you get, you know, comfortable going to these cities, and you find the right places to go and how to get there and where to eat, all those kind of stuff. And, you know, I'll miss some of those associations for sure.
Sure.
I think there's, you know, the people in the Valley office, people at these schools are, you know, almost uniformly good to work with and very helpful. And I've really enjoyed it over these last 10 years being around them.
Well, Paul, it's been good talking to you. We appreciate it. We'll look for your work in the Eagle tomorrow at the Missouri Valley Conference Baseball Tournament. Have a good one, okay?
Thanks, Matt.
Right, take care, Paul. That was Paul Sonchop, Wichita State beat writer for WichitaEagleandKansas.com. We'll come back and close it out here. You're listening to Drive on KFH Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.